The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I am the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey. And this is the Daily Rates Live show that we do at 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday. We are a lender specializing in non-QM loans. And what we do on the show is pull up our live rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. And today's loan topic is going to be second mortgages for investment properties. So definitely a great one and some new exciting products coming out. So we'll get into that here in a minute. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up the live rates. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool and let's see what the rates are looking like this morning.
All right, switch my screens here. And we'll pull up the live pricer. So this will show us the general rates for today. It is April 15th, just after 11 a.m. Eastern. So all of our standard programs are live here. So we'll go ahead and compare the APR across the programs with a basic scenario. If you'd like a full breakdown of all the itemized fees that go into the APR, please get with our team members. We have over 300 loan officers to help you out. So we'll set up a scenario here for all of the loans to compare. We'll set a loan amount of $400,000. Set an LTV of 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll have the computer find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. We'll check out first. Then usually the second option for most borrowers is FHA. And then we'll go into expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 additional options. We also have VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are, let us know. USDA is only for eligible properties. If you're looking there, just let us know. We'll start with conforming conventional, purchase, 30-year fixed standard loan, primary occupancy, single-family home, one unit. State of Florida, County of Miami-Dade. For all the demos here today, we'll use an estimated credit score of 760 and an estimated debt-to-income ratio here of 40. So let's see if we have many updates yet today. I'm not sure what it was last week, but I think it's about the same. 6.875 rate, 2.125 discount points and cost, 7.147 final APR. And hopefully we see some downward movement this week as the markets hopefully stabilize a little bit more. Now, if for any reason our customer doesn't qualify for conventional, the next option we typically want to compare is present our customer with an FHA option, which does allow more leniency on credit issues and credit events and a much higher debt-to-income ratio. But we'll keep everything identical so we can compare the program side by side here. So let's check the FHA options. And best option today, 5.875 rate, 2.5 discount points and costs, final APR 6.829. So great option here. It's actually quite a bit better than conventional right at this moment. So our customers that qualify for both, definitely check FHA as the prices fluctuate, might react a little bit differently. And our customers that need to use these FHA programs, this APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance. So it's a great option, and it's actually cheaper than conventional in some cases. So great option for our borrowers that need it. Now, where we love to specialize is if unfortunately our customer doesn't qualify for an FHA or conventional program. Most other banks or lenders have to deny that customer, but that's where we love to present our non-QM options here under expanded guidelines, where we can use alternative income. So if our customer doesn't qualify with full doc, which is 2 years of tax returns, that's what we use for conventional and FHA, we'll need to use an alternative. We have asset-related programs, business bank statement programs. We have our investor programs for investment properties, so we'll show those here in a minute. Personal bank statement 12-month is what we use for the demo. That's our most popular. We also have RSU, stated income, VOE, 1099, P&L. We just did an episode last week. All kinds of different options. So for our demo, we always use the 12-month bank statement for our self-employed borrowers because many times our self-employed borrowers will have different write-offs and may not qualify at all with tax returns or just may need a little bit more income. Either way, no tax returns at all, just 12 bank statements. And we'll determine a debt-to-income ratio of 40% here in our example, using just the cash in the bank statements. So most of our customers qualify for a significant amount more. And as usual, these are within about a half a point of conventional. So best option here for bank statements, 7.25 rate, 2.3 discount points, puts the final APR at 7.656. So great option. It's within a half a point of conventional as usual. So our customers that need to use it, very comparable. And if we scroll down, there's hundreds of variations once we get into non-QM bank statements. Some of these towards the bottom with higher rates and costs may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other issues, not just the income. So we can solve a lot of problems here once we go into our non-QM programs. Just get with our team to find which of the hundreds of programs works best. And for our final two live demos, we want to do investment properties. So we'll set up the same demo here, $400,000 loan amount, 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll look for the lowest rates we can offer for investments under conforming conventional. And we'll compare that to our non-QM. Remember, the government programs, FHA, VA, USDA, are not eligible here for investments. So we'll stick to these two. First up is conforming. Everything's the same except the occupancy is investment. So let's check the conventional options and most likely our portfolio option. And as usual, portfolio option coming up top because it doesn't adjust in the same fashion that conventional does. So this option here uses all the same guidelines, but it's a portfolio program, meaning it doesn't get sold to Fannie or Freddie. So has a little bit different rules there. 6.875 rate, 3.375 discount points, final APR 7.277. That's been the same for the last couple weeks. While you've seen the conventional rise a little bit, so first true conventional option, 7.25 rate, 3.5 discount points, final APR of 7.678, which does include the loan level price adjustments for Fannie and Freddie there. So a good option here for our borrowers that want to use it, but definitely recommend compare the portfolio options as well as our non-QM options. So final demo here. Set up the exact same setup, and this time we'll do a non-QM investment property. So first thing we need to pick for non-QM is our income type, and the most popular income type for an investment and our most popular loan, DSCR loan, because it doesn't require any income or employment. We simply use the estimated rents from the appraisal to determine DSCR value. If the estimated rents can cover the expenses, aka the property will cash flow, that's a ratio of 1 or higher, and we have options for ratios under 1. But for the demo, we use 1.5 so we can see all the programs pop up. And a prepayment penalty is standard on a non-QM investment, so we always select 3 years for our demo. There are options for no prepay, which will cost more and limit the programs that show up. And there are some that allow 5 years, which will limit the programs, but does save some money. Since 3 years is most common, that's what we always use here for our demo. All right, best DSCR option here, still beating conventional, 7% rate. 3.4 discount points and cost, final APR 7.516. So still beating conventional, doesn't quite beat the portfolio option there, but I'd still say 100% of investors would prefer this DSCR option to any full doc or portfolio loan. So definitely recommend all of the investors check it out. And as we scroll down here, hundreds of variations. Some may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, credit issues. Some may allow different property types, tons of different episodes that we have done on these. But let me go ahead and switch my screen again. And, oh, wait, I can't show that at the same time. Can't share two screens, sorry. So let me just pull up the demos here. So as you see, our topic was second mortgages for investment properties. So I had to toggle into my other window here, so I can show our examples today. So second mortgages for investment property, very popular requests these days, especially as our first mortgages are typically lower rates. If you already have an established first mortgage, typically lower rates than what we can offer currently for a new first rate mortgage, especially a cash out. So very popular request. We're going to go through a few examples here of ways we can use these second mortgages for investment properties. Definitely a new tool that we have in the last about 6 months, right? These didn't really exist about 6 months or so ago. So definitely very popular now and definitely a great tool for our investors that want to still get some cash and don't want to touch their first mortgage. So first option, our highest CLTV, so a $200,000 second mortgage, taking it up to an 80% combined loan to value. So that means a $200,000 second, that would mean the first would be $200,000 as well. So this option here, lowest rate we can offer, 9.75 rate for 3 discount points in costs. That's a final APR of 10.434. And you see here, this is a demo here with a $500,000 approximate value, $200,000 first rate mortgage we don't want to touch, and we're going to get a new $200,000 second mortgage up to the maximum of 80% combined loan to value. So great option, again, for investors that don't want to touch their low first rate mortgage. Second option here is more of the standard LTV. So this is where the pricing gets a little bit better. So both of these options were at the high credit, 760 credit, like we use in all our demos. So at the high credit, a slightly lower loan amount and slightly lower LTV of $175,000 loan and 75% CLTV means we can get some better rates here. So lowest rate, we can offer 9.625 for 2.625 discount points. And we even have some options here with a lender credit. So 10.875 actually affords a little bit of a lender credit here. So some great options. And again, that's a $500,000 approximate value, $200,000 first mortgage, low rate mortgage that we're not going to touch, and a new mortgage for $175,000 cash out for our investor. Now, let's talk about our low FICO options. So a couple demos here for the lowest FICO options we have for investment properties. And that's going to be a 660 FICO. So similar scenario before, 660 FICO, we're going to be able to get $150,000 second mortgage in our example, which really limits it at 70% CLTV here. So you see a little bit higher rates and costs because of the credit, but a great option for our borrowers that still want to take advantage of a second mortgage instead of the touching their first. So 11% rate for 3 discount points in costs, and the lowest cost option, 11.5 rate for 2 discount points in costs. Remember, this is a $500,000 approximate value, $200,000 first mortgage we're not going to touch. We're going to get the $150,000 new cash. And just to compare again, slightly lower LTV. It doesn't actually improve the price, so 65 and 70 LTV are going to be the same. Remember, the 660 FICO is really what's limiting us here. So this is 660 FICO, $125,000 loan amount, 65 CLTV. And similar as the option before, 11% rate for 3 discount points of cost, 11.75 for 1.5 discount points. So some decent options here. It's about the same though. So 660 is the lowest FICO we can go. And some great options in between there for our investors. Now, our final demo. This is something new. This is something that just came out actually just a few weeks ago. So now we have some options, which I haven't had the opportunity to use one yet, but definitely recommend all of our teammates out there know that these exist, and all of our investors out there, they find a situation where this might work. That would be amazing. So our final second mortgage for investors, investment properties, is going to be a $200,000 second mortgage, 40% loan to value first, combined with our 40% second for an 80% combined loan to value. This is a piggyback. So this would be, for example, there's only probably limited scenarios where this may work, where the first mortgage has a limit on the LTV for cash out, say maybe 70% or 60% is the limit because of something. And for some reason, we want to get the max 80, we combine a second mortgage to get even more cash out. So probably a limited amount of places where this will work, but definitely a cool new option that the markets have added here. So for this, it's actually lower rate because we're combining it. We're doing 2 loans at the same time here, which is the first mortgage for 40 LTV. That's not what we're showing on the screen. And then we're going to combine that with our second mortgage to reach the final 80% cash out. So here we have 9.625 is the lowest rate we can offer for 0.5 discount points and costs. So pretty amazing there. And if you take that up to a little higher rate, we even have some amazing lender credits. So 10.25 can get up to 0.9 lender credits there. So a lot lower cost when we combine it with the first mortgage. And that's because basically you're doing 2 loans at once rather than one separate standalone, more risky loan. You have the lower risk first loan combined with the little bit higher risk second loan. So overall, we can offer a little better price overall on the second. So some good options there for our borrowers in very specific situations that may want to take advantage of these cool new tweaks that we can offer for fixed rate second mortgages for investment properties. Now I can switch back to the other screen as well. All right, we got any questions here, Kyle?
I do not see any questions, no. So I think we can go ahead and wrap it up and keep it short and sweet here today. Remember, everybody, we do this at 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday where we go through the live rates and then do a deep dive into a different topic. So we'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.